May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for August 17th, 2019. Today I'll be discussing two compendiums of articles and videos of breaking news since my last show. I'd say at the top is what's going on with Earth changes, which are intensifying for cosmic reasons that are rarely discussed in the mainstream media. I mean, you can go to spaceweather.com and find that these changes are well documented. I'm just going to reference a few of them that's been in the news lately. For example, the electromagnetic shields of the Earth have been dropping quite significantly, letting cosmic rays penetrate to the Earth. This is quite a story in itself. A few days ago, an article was published at the mysteriousuniverse.org website with the long title, "The Supermassive Black Hole at the Center of Our Galaxy Just Lit Up and No One Knows Why." On the same day, August 13th, a YouTube video was published with the title, "Earth Just Got Blasted with the Highest Energy Photons Ever Recorded." I mean, think about this, folks. I mean, photons carry coded intelligence, much like fiber optic laser light cables can carry thousands of videos. So are humans being downloaded with an intelligence dump from the galactic core and stepped down through our sun? Another huge phenomena that's been going on, largely unreported, is that the Schumann resonance, you know, the heartbeat of the Earth, has recently been like fibrillating at 7 to 8 times above its historic norm of 7.83 hertz. And this corresponds to brain waves in higher frequency spectrums. There's a huge story in that by itself. Also, the magnetic North Pole and South Pole, I'm sure some of you know the story of how they've been moving at an accelerated rate. The North Pole has moved out across from Canada over towards Siberia, and the South Pole has been moving towards Australia over by New Zealand. And I mean, if you note that, you know, this shift of the magnetic poles has historically preceded physical pole shifts of lesser or greater magnitude, which I'll be going into later in the show. As for the cosmic weather today, it's extremely hot with a lot of cosmic fire geometrized in the quantum field with an alignment of the Sun, Venus, and Mars in the fire sign of Leo. A little astrology psychology here. This powerful lion gate, as it's referred to, this conjunction has been going on since August 8th, but it's more concentrated now. The Sun is almost exactly conjunct Venus, and both are conjuncting Mars. And how this resonates in the collective consciousness, there's in some really amazing fiery videos and articles I've just published that just came out over this last week that you can watch. That's kind of when I say a fiery message, this lion's gate is roaring with some really amazing revelations that those who like to do deep diving into what's really going on in the world, what are the huge issues of the hour, you know, for your prayer work or your, you know, invocations or otherwise, you know, preparedness. This is some good orientation I'll be going into. Again, the links will be provided in the show notes for these two articles. The first one is called The Lion's Gate, And it makes it rather clear that that there's this battle going on between, you know, the forces of light and darkness, you might say, or Christic truth and Antichrist deception. There's this process of transmutation going on in the collective consciousness. It's heating up on planet Earth. And some real keynotes, things typically heat up in the midsummer and August, and this Lionsgate, there's some amazing videos that you might find worthy of your time to study rather than watching mindless entertainment on the television. So be mindful. There's stuff going on that's really amazing right now. And this Lionsgate, what's going on now, there's actually a combination of aspects that indicate a unique configuration of collective astrology, psychology, even in the quantum field, that's manifesting on Earth as in heaven, cosmos at large. I mean, just 2 days ago, we had the full moon in Aquarius, and this was really a trigger event for a huge upgrade in the collective consciousness of humanity. I could go into this for the next half hour, but I've got a lot to get through today. But kind of the bottom line here is there's a type of energies now where the high state, you know, the power of love, and I'll be going into that a little bit, the energies of the power of love is surging and the deep state is purging, you know, the inordinate love of power. So this second compendium, and I'm just giving you a preview of what I'm going to be going into, is called We Are Reality TV for the ETs. So this reality report deals with a high state of disclosure that's going on regarding cosmic revelations of the secret space program and the divine destiny of human evolution out into the stars. So I hope I get to that and have enough time to give that justice. Both of these compendiums address powerful evolutionary developments that are impacting the Earth now. They're both linked in the podcast show notes if you want to follow along with the core narrative, perhaps in another window on your computer if you're able to do that. So I'm going into the Lionsgate narrative now. This was, again, published back on August 8th. I believe August 10th I did some add-ons, some other videos, some breaking news that, you know, fit the narrative. So taking it from the top, for those who appreciate Earth's connection to the cosmic field of our universe and to the field between our ears, now is the time to look at the current mind-blowing reality of global transformation with ferocious courage and all the heart required to see the good and make it so. So that's kind of a philosophic orientation to what I'm going to go into, taking it from the top, stepping it down. I begin with an infographic regarding Genesis Project coordinates and a positive kind of overview of where things are going with building social network communities of the whole healthy, holy spirit worldwide. New forms of net reality and networking for the net worth of net reality, you know, worldwide, you know, merging social conscience in our social networks, etc. There's a link article there on the Genesis Project coordinates that goes into, again, this taking it from the top, an orientation to a meritocracy model of world governance that's emerging among the global elite, and why time is of the essence now. And the reason is that the global elite plans are going ahead with a world future planning agency. And some of you may have heard about this before. This World Future Planning Agency is being backed by Eastern powers and led by Western powers. Now, I have an article on this that you can go into. This is by way of Benjamin Fulford and the detailed plan for the World Future Planning Agency presented to the Committee of 300. Again, this is a system of global governance that has that is going through huge changes right now. It's been dysfunctional at the highest levels. And the institutions created by the victorious powers after World War II, the IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, etc., have led to an extinction-level ecological disaster and extreme concentration of wealth in the hands of the parasitic elite. And China, with its multi-trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative, the BRI, is rapidly sinking the gridlocked Western powers into irrelevance. There's quite a story here. And then it goes into this World Future Planning Agency and these Eastern and Western powers, the Pentagon, the Vatican, the British Commonwealth, and how they're working together. And you can read that like I say, on your own. So there's that link, that article. And it'll take some courage to read it, this World Future Planning Agency. This is, we're talking about trillions of dollars that will be allocated with an East-West collaboration that replaces the win-lose competition that we see now with more of a win-win co-creation for optimal benefits for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So this is the 2019 evolution revolution I've been talking about, and it's a global affair now. So let's hope and pray and demand that our planners, these world planners, are of, by, and for the people with an upgraded system of representation that updates our self-governance with a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction at the heart of five core internet freedoms. What those five core freedoms are, there's a link, an article on that. We're talking about an electronic global upgrade of the constitutional freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, etc. So the enemy of all this process, you might say, is inordinate distraction. I mean, everything we see in the fake stream media serves the elite's purpose of a modern-day bread and circuses, you might say, to distract us from high-level negotiations and conflict that's going on behind the scenes. This is a very complex process, this world planning process, and the power elite that are involved regarding the process for mediating the mainstream monopolies of power and profit, and to mitigate the abuse of power to profit from war and disease, you know, an abuse that's actually, that makes a killing on us. So that's why, you know, we're kind of bringing attention to this, you know, kind of roaring at this lion's gate and raising the flag of the Genesis Project, what that looks like, where we're going, you know, the potential. And basically, assert your pure intention and focus attention with the power of love at the heart of love's retention for ascension in five dimensions of comprehension. So that's my cosmic rap, calling all light workers, prayer workers, love makers to seize the vision of this Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics, you know, the next phase of the computer internet revolution. In higher consciousness, higher holistic, holographic, holy consciousness. So global planning's going on, global planning with cosmic love sure beats the alternative. So now that was, you know, the positive thrust for a purpose. Now I'm going to go into some of the nitty-gritty, or, you know, the really roaring hot articles and videos for your 8-8 Lion Gate. And of course, we're now at, what will you say, the 8-14 Lion Gate. So these videos I'm going into, some of them are real shockers. They're like wake-up calls, or they're like global do-or-die issues. And keep in mind that it's all in divine order. As the old order disintegrates, a new order integrates. Probably one of the number one issues here. The first video is called, in this video, explained why it's the greatest threat to freedom in the history of humanity. It's called the 5G Dragnet. This Corbet report, this was actually June 21st, but it fit with basically the expose fire I'm bringing to this Lion's Gate. So there's another video that was done just August 2nd, and it's called The War on Freedom. And it basically is saying the same thing as the 5G dragnet. This is not about economic. It's about freedom. And this is a very serious issue. And this is followed by another video, a YouTube video, and the title of this is Facebook Denies Shadow Banning, Yet Received a Patent for Shadow Banning. It goes into that and explains, you know, the shadow banning is a method of blocking a user's posts or comments, you know, on Facebook from everyone except the user who made the post or comment. This leaves the content creator completely unaware that his or her post is not being seen effectively, silencing voices that Facebook deems unacceptable. In this video, Dan Hicks of Press for Truth shows how Facebook lied about shadow banning their users while in Congress, before Congress, while at the same time being in possession of a patent to do just that. Now, that's Facebook. The next video, videos are regarding Google. The point being here is there is a dangerous precedent being set whereby big tech companies have appointed themselves as the gatekeepers of political thought and opinion. And this article here is a whistleblower. This is from Project Veritas. This created a huge sensation, this expose, all over the Internet. Never, of course, made the mainstream media. They want to keep this more or less covered up. But this is a whistleblower from Google. I think he was a 9-year insider employee. And he says he went public with all this to get, you know, so, and he says the burden was lifted off of my soul. And when you watch this video, you'll know why. This issue of how big tech is becoming the gatekeepers of political thought and opinion is basically reached a critical mass, not just in the United States, but worldwide. People are following this story that big tech companies have appointed themselves as the gatekeepers of political thought and opinion. Now, the reason I'm making a huge point of this is this goes back to when I spoke to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974 before the bicentennial. And I was selected when I was at a World Game Studies workshop with Buckminster Fuller a few months earlier when I was in the University of Pennsylvania to speak to these 10 agencies of the federal government that were having a SynCon. Synergy Convergence was like a conference that they brought in visionaries and futurists to look at how the bicentennial era from 76 to 89 would look. Now, this was way before computers now. This is back in 1974, and I gave this address to these 10 agencies of the federal government in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill, and I chunked it out, and I explained how cable TV was networking the United States with satellite downlinks, and at that time there was a capability to upgrade freedoms of speech, assembly, and to petition government to basically redefine the gatekeeper roles with public access TV, whereby the citizens could have access to cable television, and the citizens themselves could be the gatekeepers of their own media with self-governing processes that are interactive, like we have with the Internet today, but this is way before the Internet, but the interactive capabilities with telephone, using telephones to hook into mini computers that they had back then. I explained how this was all possible to basically upgrade our freedoms, again, speech, assembly, petition, government, and what that would look like with the citizens themselves being able to control the media that was and mediate the media that is programming us. Well, the issue back then was that the gatekeeper function, could be taken to this next level of citizen representation, you know, and to celebrate the bicentennial with and the revolution of the United States with an upgrade of our core freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government. Well, I spoke to the United States Communications Agency, United States Information Agency, the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration, these 10 agencies of the federal government. None of them would look me in the eye. I handed out 10 papers to these 10 agencies at the last, this was the final talk at the last of 3 days of this future summit, and nobody would look me in the eye. And they took the paper, and it was clicking on my phone back in Ohio for the next 3 weeks until I started answering the phone. Ace Janitorial Services, this is DA speaking. Anyway, now we see that the gatekeeper role of big tech is being usurped. The gatekeeper function of freedom of speech, assembly, and petition, political thought, and opinion is being usurped by big tech companies. You know, I mean, it's the same issue. It's like, you know, either we, own our own communications. Oh, I mean, all problems are communication problems. If we don't own the communication process with core constitutional freedoms, and this is a point of rights, but it's more important, responsibility. If we don't have responsibility, the ability to respond that's consistent with our new internet, global, local, global, instant, interactive, you know, communication capabilities, if we don't have that, and if it's not utilized, then communications won't be used to liberate us, they'll be used to control us, to enslave us. I mean, this is the core issue of freedom. Now it's not just a local American revolution issue. It's a global issue. This is a global issue. You know, we're going to have freedom and opportunity worldwide, or we're going to have tyranny. So this video, Google Insider goes public. I mean, this is a critical. This is a watershed event. Either we're going to wake up and wise up and rise up, or this technology, this new technology, 5G, artificial intelligence, is going to be used to control us. If it's not used to liberate us. And 5G, there's the energy, the frequency itself, there's nothing liberation about it. It's corrupting our DNA. There's no future with it. And a lot of this Google machine learning stuff, this whistleblower exposed that there's no machine learning fairness in this process. The process is being skewered by big tech companies themselves to basically direct the agenda in any way they choose. Without it being interdependent on what is really where the real interest is in the public or not, it's being politically agenda driven, and the video explains it. And there's other articles and videos that follow that go into this more so in very shocking terms. There's an infographic here of Darth Vader with the G, the Google G on his chest, and he's saying, "I'm altering the search results. Pray I don't alter them any further." Jeez. I mean, you kind of laugh because it's kind of crazy what's going on. Because Google's whole thing originally was to do no, and YouTube's motto was to do no evil. So we're now seeing Google, for example, there's an article exclusive that Google is to block all anti-cancer, anti-vax, and anti-GMO websites at the browser level as the tech giant goes all in with big pharma drug cartels. This is the article from Natural Life News. Mike Adams, who's a straight shooter, and it could put everyone on alert. What's going on with Google? What's going on with Facebook? This is a huge issue now. There's a really good video by one of my favorite YouTube creators. Her name is Really Graceful. I forget her real name, but she goes by Really Graceful. She's got a sweet voice, and this video is about what the media won't tell you, and it's a short documentary that details the history of YouTube and the information surrounding its latest actions towards creators, how they are manipulating the results from the YouTube videos. They're taking popular videos and disappearing them, and videos that aren't popular but fit their agenda or their narrative, they're ranking them higher, and it goes on and on in a way that most people listening to the show right now probably didn't know was going on. Some of it really blew my mind. So that's a good video. There's another video that came out August 5th by the Corbett Report, and they're kind of making a joke out of how the narrative of what's, you know, this conspiracy theory narrative regarding what's going on with the Jeffrey Epstein case, which is all over the news last couple weeks, that there's a whole positioning going on in the media, and this is from a video, Corbett Report, called The Propaganda Watch, how they're basically, they're starting to link up conspiracy theorists with domestic terrorists. Now, as explained in the video, the term conspiracy theory was originally weaponized by the CIA half a century ago. And at first, it was merely used to marginalize those who questioned, you know, government narratives. But now that weapon is being loaded and pointed at our heads. Can a conspiracy theorist false flag be far behind? I mean, do we really believe that the power elite's pedophile patsy, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, committed suicide? Are we all domestic terrorists if we don't believe the official narrative? So James examines the new FBI document on conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorists in this important edition of Propaganda Watch. As for Epstein's suicide conspiracy theory, here are two shocking, in this report that you can pull up from the show notes. This is the Lionsgate compendium. It provides two. I mean, it finishes up with these two shocking videos. I mean, they're short but true, and they're by a military intelligence white hat, Steve Pezniak. Pezniak. Anyway, I've always had trouble pronouncing his name, but he's one of the white hats. This guy's he's quite the genius. And I followed, and you can go to the link that I provide there on Steve Pezniak and his other videos. The guy, over the last several years, has been brilliant in his exposés on what's really going on behind the scenes that is completely opposite of what a lot of us believed was going on. So Steve has these two videos, Steve Pezniak. He has these two videos, and right before, you know, he releases them, he says on his YouTube page, "Thank God for the decent people who risk their lives to expose this sickness, this sin. I've been awake for days, and here it goes." And the first one is the Mossad Epstein connection. You can watch that video. And the second one is the Epstein paradoxical death. Pezniak goes on to say this last video was, again, August the 10th, and he says, Pezniak says, they think we are so stupid. In reality, this is an epic fail of justice and the intelligence system. And it plays out like a very bad movie. So I'm going to do a wrap on that heavy stuff. And just say, you know, all these videos and I've been referencing and all the heavy stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we're not being told about in the mainstream media, put all this stuff in your pipe and smoke it, you know, get heart coherent, mind congruent, and target all this inanity and insanity with your Ruby Ray guns, you know, the intense pink of your heart, and have a blast. I mean, great love wins in the end. You know, hold the vision, keep the faith, see the good. I love the quote by Abraham Maslow. He says, "You will either step forward into growth or you will step back into safety." I mean, it's a stretch, some of this stuff, just to get through it and understand what's really going on. And the point is that spiritual growth is a paradigm shift, growing beyond normalcy bias, outside of one's comfort zone of paradigm paralysis. So we're looking at a big paradigm shift going on globally. You know, you might meditate on these videos as Lionsgate, and, you know, silence the mind, straighten your spine, align with the divine, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. So in summary, I mean, These are some deep revelations regarding the global revolution in higher consciousness. I mean, I think this is the biggest story not being told in the mainstream media or lamestream media or fake stream media or prestitute press or however you know the old corporate media programming model that has gone to war censoring independent interactive media. I mean, this is the huge story of humanity's victory over tyranny. I mean, it's the vision of mankind's overcoming of the inordinate love of power with the ordained power of love. And we all know the story of the American Revolution. Well, now it's a global affair, but this time it's more about evolution than revolution. I mean, etched in stone at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. is the immortal words of Thomas Jefferson, who said, quote, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of men," unquote. So, folks, the form of tyranny we're now seeing, call it tech tyranny or whatever, we now have to be concerned with this reality. It's become self-evident over the last year. I mean, we've got giant corporate cartels, including Google and Facebook, who are now blatantly censoring information that does not fit the control agenda of the corporatocracy, you know, the deep state of giant corporate monopolies on physical power, knowledge power, public health, and the power of the public to wise up and rise up to challenge the abuse of power in our core institutions. This is the huge struggle. I mean, there's the power struggle going on, and there's a shift of power from tyranny as the love of power to freedom as the power of love. Now, it's like we're talking about two same sides of the same coin, the power coin. One is out of balance in the direction of the love of power, and the other is, the power of love. You know, just like unity and diversity. It's like talking about just two sides of the same coin. So the unity is the power of love, and the diversity, the divide to conquer, the divisiveness is that love of power that divides to conquer. Because we're really talking about the big shift to global unity consciousness. This is the dynamic. I mean, in the quantum scheme of the cosmic continuum, this big shift has already occurred. It's the divine destiny of Earth's evolution. It's the ascension of Gaia as a planet and the consciousness thereof. I mean, a new wisdom is emerging to check and balance the inordinate love of power with the ordained power of love. In a nutshell, that's, in my nutshell, we're all witnessing a global consciousness evolution with the computer internet revolution. I mean, we've been watching this happen. You know, it's like there's a unity consciousness evolving. There's a reality which is instant, everywhere, interactive, where the family of mankind and a global village, we're getting our act together. And it's the divine destiny of Earth to ascend as an optimal platform for the experience of souls incarnating from and visiting from throughout the universe. So this is a sneak preview at what the platform will look like. I mean, why it's the next phase of the computer internet revolution, and how the currency of conscience will mature to establish the next economy based on abundant love rather than its scarcity. So I'm going to get to the reality TV narrative now. I've been going through, the whole thing with the Lion Gate. I'm going to do a shift to a whole different positioning. What if this planet, our planet, is a reality TV show for other planets? What if we're reality TV for the ETs? So this is a disclosure piece regarding a lot of stuff that's going on with, the ET connection. I mean, I know it sounds bizarre, but think about it. All ETs of a benevolent nature are discreet. They have a policy of non-interference with our free will, the prime directive. Anyone that followed, you know, the disclosure movement at all understands that this is the dynamic that's been going on, why they haven't been here so far. We're not ready for them. We don't want them. We haven't invited them in. They don't want to interfere, you know, with our evolution to the point where we're ready. You know, in other words, they can't, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. You can put crop circles all over the planet and let them know that, yep, we're here. We're giving you codes. There's more, you know. And yet, you know, you can't make people drink till they're ready. The prime directive is non-interference with our free will so that we can say we did it ourselves. You know, that's the whole idea of the prime directive is, you know, the non-interference. I mean, they can give us some hints, you know, like crop circles, but they can't tell us what to do. They don't want to because, you know, this is our story. This is our waking up process. This is our dynamic. You know, so this is kind of the big picture story here, and this is the prelude before I go into the piece. And you can I'm going to go into more on the Revelations of the Secret Space program, plus two articles on amazing mental power, because it's the conscious evolution of our mental power and our spiritual, you know, presence with that mental power that's going to define when we're ready as a whole, a holy whole, global community, you know, unity in our diversity globally, just like the founding fathers of America, the E Pluribus Unum, unity in our diversity was on the great seal of the United States. Well, globally, the United Sovereigns of Earth, it is the same issue, unity in diversity, E Pluribus Unum, out of many one. This is the phase, this is the 2019 global evolution revolution phase that we're in. It's in process. It won't happen overnight. You know, I've been ahead of my time going back, what was it, 40 years ago when I spoke to the 10 agencies of the federal government in Capitol Hill. Nobody listened to me then. You know, no one's listening to me now. Well, maybe yourselves, but I mean, you know, it's not like until it happens, they can go back and say, oh yeah, he was talking about this stuff. So, I mean, it's part of my astrology psychology. I've always been kind of a visionary futurist and seeing things that were coming. So each to their own soul contracts and astrology psychology. But my story is, I mean, as co-producer and host of BBS, you know, Radio's Cosmic Love Show, you know, this is now my 12th year, I've interviewed a lot of experts on crop circles, the secret space program, advanced UFO technologies, acquired off-planet, Stargate, teleportation technology, and the cosmic interstellar destiny of humans on Earth. I mean, I've had the blessing and the opportunity to talk about a lot of people, a lot smarter than me, about all kinds of stuff regarding, you know, this futuristic stuff that's, you know, we're right on the threshold of becoming aware of, that is a lot of it already here in these labs, these skunk works, you know, in these laboratories around the planet, if not off planet. So here are five mind-blowing things that I've learned about what's going on with this disclosure stuff. I mean, number one is that we're all being monitored closely. I mean, I've learned this now from multiple perspectives, multiple friends that have either been beamed up into Pleiadian starships or, you know, I mean, the experiences directly and indirectly, you know, the things that I've learned over the decades, we're being watched. I mean, I had a friend that I worked with in a laboratory that had these infrared glasses that, you know, they're actually infrared binoculars. And you look up in the sky, and he said, "Yep, those are there's the sky's just filled with cloaked starships that are just like they're watching us on their plasma screens. We're reality TV for the ET. We're one of the big shows in the galaxy right now. I mean, it's like it's the big show, an entire global civilization going through our dimensional paradigm shift. You know, ready or not. I mean, this is the drama, the light." Consciousness surging, the darkness purging. It's a big drama. This is a big show. I mean, it doesn't happen that often in cosmic history. And so there's a lot of observation going on. We're being monitored. I mean, we're being watched for a lot of different reasons. This is number two. Most most important right now is that the increased disclosure of the ET presence is preparing global humanity for cosmic consciousness of a unified field nature, unity conscience. You know, the global mind as far as, you might say, conscientious common sense that comprehends the law of the one as frames the first principles of cosmic law and the universal language of light of consciousness as consciousness, governing conscious evolution to 5D enlightenment and beyond. Now, again, I'm talking about things that, you know, some of the key concepts I've, you know, hot-linked to websites that goes into more explanation of the understanding of the law of the one, you know, the universal law, the language of light, language of consciousness, cosmic law, etc. There's links and articles. Those aren't familiar with this jargon can, you know, because we're getting right to the core of, you know, the reasons why we're being watched, and what is the important thing, you know, the big show that's going on, what is it really about? You know, this conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, I mean, what is this about? I mean, can you imagine from, you know, being outside of the Earth and watching the Earth and being able to zoom into different things, the dramas that are going on that are all a function of Earth's history at this time in galactic history, where we're just about to join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Nations or Cosmic Council or however there's different names they're calling this. We don't get a lot of straight talk from upstairs regarding this, so there's a lot of interpretation going on from our perspective. Number three, one of the other things I've learned is that there's this light, this great light surges, the great darkness purges. This is one of the big lessons right now. And this makes for some big drama, an extraordinary reality show. I mean, mankind has free will, so anything is possible, even mass awakening to the universal gold standard for the currency of conscience at the heart of a global economic reset with universal rights, you know, five core internet freedoms. And again, with these rights, we're talking about the ability to respond, interactive capabilities on a real-time mass-to-mass scale, the next phase of the computer internet revolution. What that looks like with the ability of 1,000 or a million people to respond to the same program, video program at the same time without creating noise, you know, inputting with, and this is what I explain in the website, some of those who have delved into it and seen what I'm talking about. We're talking about an interactive process that actually frames an understanding of the language of consciousness in the holodeck between the ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain to rear brain. This 3D holodeck as far as an interactive interface that references not just the language of consciousness within oneself, but again, an evaluation criteria whereby 100 or 1,000 or again, a million people could respond to the same program with three numbers in sequence, creating a dot and a cube. Then this cosmic cube, as far as the holodeck, personal and planetary, how that relates to collective consciousness and one's individual consciousness, you know, again, honoring the perspective of the individual within the context of a collective field. And, again, on a real-time basis, as evaluation criteria, you know, for evaluating a video while you're watching it and then being able to see how others have evaluated that program and regarding the context or meaning at any time of the video where you can see how the collective consciousness reads out and where your own personal blinking dot is to see how you relate to the collective consciousness of people responding to videos. It's a way to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with a conscience, a larger collective field conscience, an objective criteria, evaluation criteria, for personal and social collective community communications with the language of conscience. but again, involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. Can't emphasize that enough, because as we become conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, we basically expand our conscience with the capital C. You know, again, the language of light is the symbol of C in the formula of E equals MC squared. As you approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. Well, as you become conscious of how you are conscious in quantum field, quantum conscience terms, basically, you transcend time or space, and effective sensory perception results. It matures. It evolves. Effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about this ESP when you have it, and there's a process for evolving it, for maturing it. So I wanted to bring that into it because this is, again, this is the light that's surging, effective sensory perception, and as it surges, great darkness purges. You know, light brings up all unlike itself, and you might say the rats are scurrying, the deep state snakes are slithering, you know, because they're going under the rock. They're hiding out while they're trying to get other people to do their dirty dues. Anyway, there's a contest of freedom, of light, of love going on, and this is the big test, the big shift, and this number fourth point I was going to make is that Revelations is not just biblical prophecy. Revelations is now a global phenomena that has galactic implications. I mean, where is this going? When will mankind wise up and rise up? How will the meek, you know, the kind men inherit the earth? What happens to the old paradigms of the deep state as we ascend to a high state? So this is my fifth point here regarding what's going on, mind-blowing things I've learned with all this, you know, cosmic secret space and all this, you know, far out, you know, cosmic perspective stuff. That there's this global revolution going on. I mean, it's the I've been referring to it as the 2019 global revolution, with evolution again being capitalized and emphasized. So there's a shift in cosmic energies. There's a dimensional shift. Consciousness evolves. You know, paradigm shift. Humanity ascends little by little, and then faster and faster. And with universal light language and love law as the rule, 5D cosmic consciousness naturally rules with universal laws and language governing unity in quantum field diversity. So that's when 5D conscience initiates the high state of by and for united sovereigns of Earth with the Genesis Project. I'm referencing the Genesis Project because that is the blueprint process whereby, again, we're transcending, you might say, former states of inertia with a new momentum of upwising, uprising, overcoming, basically, old paradigm paralysis. You know, old stuck thinking. So kind of an overview here. In the 2D matrix, everyone once believed the Earth was flat. We now call that the Dark Age. You know, that's old BS belief system. And then with 3D enlightenment, we got a round global worldview. You know, the world is round. That was the enlightenment. You know, and now a new 4D net reality with the Internet has virtually eliminated time and space. So we have a global village with 5D capabilities that are now emerging for the family of mankind as a sovereign whole, you know, us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So here's my little congratulations. This is from Dr. Christine Page, her quote where she says, "Congratulations, you are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only ensures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is the time to remember. Now, Dr. Christine Page, I have a link on the website to her page about her and her book, which was 2012 in the Galactic Center, The Return of the Great Mother. So I finished up this blog compendium with what I called this Out of This World Video of the Week. It's Corey Good at the Cosmic Waves Conference, which was earlier in the year. And this is a Sphere of Being Alliance video, and this is part two on Ascension and End Times Prophecy. So I'm coming down the home stretch here. I want to kind of summarize this pretty quick. He goes into the end time prophecies can be found throughout the myths and legends of every major culture and religion on Earth. Is this referring to a consciousness shift with the end of the world as we've known it? Are these prophecies also based on actual events from the past? Is there evidence that these prophecies are connected to a micronova from our star approximately 12,000 years ago? Could we be facing the same test of mythical Atlantis that supposedly abused technologies of genetic engineering and war? There's an article here. Scientists announce human-monkey hybrids. And that's kind of making the point of genetic engineering and where it's going. So I go on to say that perhaps the mercy of a higher power would bring on global cataclysm before mankind destroys the genetic future of life on Earth. If so, the magnitude and duration of a solar flash, or galactic superwave it's sometimes called, could be interdependent on mankind's free will to either stop the self-destruct DNA corruption of 5G, GMOs, vaccines, and the space fence. There's a video on that I've linked in the website. We can either stop all, or we can see the Earth rebooted as with the severe pole shift that sunk Atlantis, or something less. Excuse me. So as Corey Good discusses in this video, these cataclysmic solar events tie into religion, ET contact, and humanity's ascension process. In this part two, Corey answers questions from the audience and goes into further details on the solar flash, NASA's hidden purpose, content to the sequel of his video called Above Majestic, The Cosmic Secret, and his upcoming appearance at Dimensions of Disclosure 2019. So that's coming up August 25th, 23rd to 25th. Those ticket sales are online. You can listen to that show. If you can't go to it, you can listen to it online. And anyway, I just wanted to wrap it up here pretty quick with reference on this website of two different articles. One is about the amazing deathbed revelations of extraterrestrial spacecrafts powered by the mind. Sounds crazy, but this technology is real. Some people were shocked by the deathbed revelations of Ben Rich, the former director of Lockheed's Skunk Works, which is a secret space program research and development facility. Rich claimed that UFOs were alien spacecraft and that extraterrestrial visitors were real. Furthermore, he stated that their craft were in some way controlled by the powers of the mind through a combination of ESP, extrasensory perception, and psychokinesis, the ability to move objects with the power of thought. Naturally, the skeptic scoffed at his story, but then it goes into the story, and it is mind-blowing. It's an amazing story of technology they've now proven can do this stuff, can actually do this stuff, what that's referred to here. So the power of the mind, there's a quote here by Buddha, what we think we become, proof that our thoughts create reality. There's an article on this subject from Wake Up World, just from August 7th. And I finish on the note from Albert Einstein. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. And I would add that when the linear left brain, rational mind, and the nonlinear right brain, intuitive mind are in balance, in the Cosmic Love holodeck, you know, the geometrized model of the holodeck. Then the global mind or 5D conscience manifests. We're talking about the LOV components to the capstone for the creative ascent process. So in summary, let me say that quantum science and the energy universe are far more advanced than the prevailing materialistic machine paradigm, the robot paradigm, the AI paradigm. It will take a while to catch up, but paradigm paralysis eventually comes to an end with paradigm shift. This is the path of conscious evolution. Either we're stuck in negativity, S-I-N, or we wise up from the neck up. So keep the faith, see the good, dance like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.